of course, school time, we're already like a month into the school year, which is blowing my mind.
We are. And we also like to talk about going back into the past in mm-hmm. our high school and elementary or even college days when we were younger as well.
Yeah, yep.
Because, you know, we're not in school anymore. We're not? Radio DJs.
No, we're bringing the school to our listeners.
Yes. So I found really something funny here. BuzzFeed is great at this again. And people will comment and pitch in on BuzzFeed a lot.
That and Reddit. People have no fear when they pitch in on these things.
And weird things teachers have witnessed students doing.
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
This brings me back to high school because... Mm-hmm. You've seen a classmate doing something weird, and you.
Yep.
Steve's told us that story of a student who ate his Nintendo.
Oh, that's
game console.
That's right. That's
like,
right.
Literally ate it.
He ate it. Yeah.
And he's still alive.
Well, and
we think
that story is so weird. He didn't like take bites out of it. He like broke pieces off and ate it. It's weird.
Okay, so I have a couple of things here, and I'll share them with you because they might be crazy to believe, but we know that. Kids do strange things and teachers do witness this, and they are pitching in on BuzzFeed to tell us and make us laugh today on a Take Me Back Tuesday. Here goes the list. I teach middle school band. I specialize in teaching brass instruments to beginners.
Yeah.
We work a lot on buzzing our lips into the mouthpiece to make good sound.
Yep. Something like that, yeah.
One day I walked into our instrument storage room to find a trumpet beginner trying to fart into his mouthpiece to make it buzz.
No. I hope it was his own mouthpiece because.
Wow.
Can you imagine him just be like, dude, let's go in there and fart in other people's mouthpieces while they're not around?
One day I noticed a stuffed cat sitting beside my student's desk. That sounds like Dusty. We have a cat here.
We do.
In the station.
Where is Dusty, by the way?
I think Jordan has him.
Okay.
Not a fluffy cat that you buy at the store, but literally a legitimate taxidermy cat.
Oh.
When I asked him about it, he said his cat died earlier that week and now he could always have Buttercup close to him.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. The smell.
Well, no, but if it's taxidermied?
But if it was his cat from earlier in the week, are they allowing kids to do their own taxidermy in school? Because I never did.
Well.
We did the.
They don't do taxidermy, but they do the anatomy stuff.
We did the anatomy. So who cleaned it up?
Within a week.
Who prepped the cat?
Yeah. Oh, I don't.
After he died,
I don't know
house.
If we want to find out that. You know, honestly, though, you feel right because we've all had those pets where, like, you know, really close pets, and you're like, oh,
yeah.
But that's
you don't
a little far when you're bringing it to school.
I can't even get myself to do taxidermy to my own animal because it's almost creepy to me. I don't think he's gonna come back and get me, but anyway.
Right.
During my first year of teaching freshmen, I thought a girl in my class was sneakily using her cell phone in the back row. Mm-hmm. When I walked up to her to tell her to put it away, I realized she was actually shaving her legs completely dry.
Oh.
Ouch.
Howie.
Does she not know how bad that razor burn
could
be
yeah,
in an hour?
Could you get more nicks if you don't like...
Oh, it's razor burn. It's definite razor burn.
How long does that last? For like a day?
No, like a week. Like, you get all these, like, raw speckles all over your legs, and
ooh.
You put lotion on your skin, it just burns, like, on fire.
Owie, what?
And it itches.
But
don't shave your legs dry, people.
But don't they have razors today? Like, I feel like I'm asking you.
I don't think there's a dry razor that exists yet. You still need to get it wet or use some kind of...
Wetten it a little bit or a moisturizer.
Right.
Okay.
Right. A teacher here is saying, I saw a student sneeze into her hands and then lick them.
Oh, that is really
that
weird.
That is a weird fetish, right?
But hey, if you have, like, what are you supposed to do with the mucus if in case it's
rub
like,
it on your pants at least?
No.
I'm not going to lick it off and eat it back in my system.
I have sneezed into my arm before and then I'm like, oh, gross. And then like I like try to cover it up to like get a Kleenex so I can like wipe it off.
Ugh, nasty. I teach fourth grade and I overheard a boy tell his friend how he would peel his skin off after a bad sunburn and eat it.
Oh, no.
His friend said, that's weird, bro. Don't say that.
That's in fourth grade. That's weird, bro. Don't say that.
I walked into my classroom to find one of my students had filled up a pair of swimming goggles with water and was attempting to swim around the school. He was 15. It's taking me back right now.
I love it, though. That's funny. That's good.
I found a student drinking chocolate milk out of his shoe.
I've been there. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That is weird.
And the last one here, because two of them are too bad to read on air.
Okay.
A student of mine used to complete his work by sticky taping a pencil to his cheek and writing with it. That is interesting, and I would definitely...
I would pay to see that.
praise these teachers that put up with these students because I couldn't do it. Well, it's a job that's not meant for everyone.
And if we have a teacher or any teachers right now listening, I would love to hear from some local teachers on some crazy things they've seen. You can feel free to text that into us. It is anonymous. You don't have to tell us who you are or who the kid was. But text us, teachers, the weirdest thing you've seen your students do. 353-5934.